Es ist nicht was, Harry Murray hat mir so viel gesagt, es ist nicht was, Daniel Schäne, was ihr schon fällt. Okay. Schäle von Chanukah, everybody. Ich kreue euch to everyone in the Masiba, very beautiful Masiba yesterday. Okay, so we continue in Yoni Chanukah. So we were discussing the discussion of the minhag that women don't light. And we saw the Chasam Sofer says because the halakha used to be outside. So Mela, Kokfud was belt Pnima, so they didn't. So it's interesting the Lashon he views on page 6. Nir Lafir Nizdag with Chilish, a Tigno Nirish Beso, Beso Beso Machutz. So he says that basically the Balabais also lit Bachutz, right? Balabais lit Bachutz and then everybody else came outside. But the women never came outside. See, if you hold that that Mahadran means Ne'el Cholecha, that everyone lights, then they had to come. But if you saw like the Pashuk Trot in the Rambam, and Harav Papras was Medayik from Lashon Madlik, and we'll see, the or his, and Papras was Mechavein to the Chasam Sofer's grandson. You want to see just for a second? You want to see where Papras was Mechavein? Just take a look. You'll see the that they were Mechavein. Papras was Mechavein to the grandson. Take a look on page 13, Papras, and everyone else. He uses a Russian. Let me just find you that line. Let me just find you that line. 1 second. Yeah, Papras. Everyone else, page 14. Look at page 14. Got it? V'yesh lomar sharamam dik-dik me'gemar shabal bais ma'alik v'ad kulam d'zel lo shana gemar. You see, that was what you said, Papras. In other words, he's understanding that Mahadra means Kolechad Madlik. Ne'el Kolechad Echad, everyone is Madlik. So if it's going back on Fayel Aloma Rishon Madlikin, Lashon Rabin, we said Dikta Gram Shabbal Vais Madlik Bat Kulam. This is Shabbal Vais Madlik. Because if he was going on, if the Mahadram Mahadram was doing the first Hidr, Shekolechad Madlik is to say Madlikin. Zedik the Ram Shabbal Bais Madlik Ba'ad Kulam, because Mahadram Mahadram most important to the Kulam. So he says, in a certain sense, even though Tosas says it's from Machnir Yishabes, so Ram Shabbal Al-Cholechad, but not totally. So the Ram saying, Mahadram Bais Madlik Ba'ad Cholechad. Okay, so that's your deal. Yeah, what's someone saying?
Yeah, so if women didn't light, right, and they didn't go outside and follow our spot, so if somebody didn't hear the brachas, how are they good saying?
Because the answer is, you don't have to hear the brachas. It's not like Kiddush. If the wife wasn't in the dining room when the husband was making kiddush, she's not yotzei kiddush. But here, this ner yishubeso. So b'meila, the woman could be someplace else even. She could be out of town, wherever, and the husband's lighting for her, or vice versa. Like Rav Zera, his wife was lighting. He didn't, so Rav Zera didn't hear the brachas of his wife. They didn't have Zoom then. They didn't have Zoom. Rav Zera had Zoom. They have Zoom. Just Zoom. Tigger had luck is near the whole near Yishubeso. That means one light, and no one has to. And you're lighting for the Bnei Rishus Harabim, and you're the only one home.
According to this, the Ashkenazi Bochorim should not light in their yeshivas. If that's what Mehadim is about.
Because why?
Because the father lights for every one of them.
If he would light. But does the father light a menorah for every boy?
If we're saying according to this.
Yeah, that's what I always say. The Pasha Pshad in the Gemara is that the father is lighting for everybody. And if the boys would be going away, so they would be lighting. Even the Ashkenazi Bachur, just the father would light for them, for every boy in his house. The fact that we made it into a Chovas HaYachid, that you have your own menorah to light wherever you are, that was what the Galgi Masechta wrote. He thinks maybe it's even a karav to be a bracha of Atala, because who says the mitzvah was ever the. They had lacha l'chol echad echad. He said, lacha l'chol echad echad by the Baal HaBayis. And even the Ramah, who says everyone lights, okay, you split it up. But maybe there's no such concept of just lighting it wherever you are. You know what you're saying? Yeah.
And he's always
in Tashin
Yachid, and then he
took his Tashin Yachid for the Minak HaPasha on page 4. Let's see. The Minak HaPasha is, so you call out Shabbat Madlik.
Madlik in plural, as opposed to Al-Habesh, which is part of the
Shabbat. Uh-huh. So he's saying that the halacha of the pasha is not the machabes sheet of one.
Maybe it's the Ramas
sheet. The middle pasha of Kol Reiv is far sheet. Kol Anshei Habayis are leaking their effort below. Right, that's a good point. Minaga pasha. Little Shmini Shmona Neres.
Like each one.
I don't know. Does that what he really means, or does he mean probably not? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Aaron is saying that he does say Madlik, and that was the mashma that everyone on Halacha Gimel. But then when he says Shmona Neros, at the end it doesn't fit so good, right? Because he's saying there's only 8 Neros, no matter how many people are there. Which is much for the.
Each individual, right.
And then there'll be 80. It's supposed to. Yeah, maybe you could read it that way. But Yimamis could read into the Rambam like the Ramah, you see. Okay. So getting back to the women. So why are the women lying? So we saw in the Torah's Chaim yesterday that there are two parts to the Neiros Chanukah. One is Lezecher to the Neis HaMenorah, and one is to the Nochama. So he said the women have nothing to do with the menorah, but they have to do with the Nochama, which they were saved. So that's Mechayiv. But he says that their Chiyiv is they could light to someone else. That was the line we got a little stuck on. Does it mean Hema Ein Malikin at all? Even if there's no one for them to light, they still don't have their own Chiyiv? Or they don't have their own Chiyiv, we did Mahadrin. That's what Moshe Shapiro from the library would say. Maybe he's just saying he doesn't have a din of Mahadrin. But if no one else, so if someone's lying for them, fine. But if no one's lying for them, they still have to lie for their own Chiyiv. But if they have to also lie for someone else, they could. But those easy saying, Hey, Ma'in Malikin, we did Mahadrin, or Hey, Ma'in Malikin, even for Neri Yushubeso, if there's no one to lie for them. You hear the question, Rav Moshe? You follow, Poppers, you have an opinion on this? What does it mean? There was, they don't have a full chiyuv because they're not part of the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. So they have a chiyuv of what? Of that they could light because they're part of the Muhammad. They were saved in the Muhammad. So they could light if, sort of, if their husband is not home, they could be the one lighting for the whole family. Barachayim, avolhema. This line of avolhema ein madlik.
Perhaps it means if the husband is not at home, madlikin v'adacherim. But if the husband is at home, hema ein madlikin.
Then they don't, because
the husband is mosidam.
But if there would be no husband in the picture, then you'd say that they would have a chief.
Yeah, they're madlik. If there's no husband.
Yeah. That's what Moshe Shapiro thought. I mean, it's hard to say, like Moshe Shapiro was saying, that there's no chiv on them at all, if no one's lighting for them. In other words, they're not like a cheresh shotav klal. Okay. What do you say, Jake? What do you want to say? Well, Zog Jake. What?
Well, I guess
there's
a son.
The son was home, yeah. Yeah. But she doesn't have her own chiyuv, she said. So if they lit for the hassle, she doesn't have to light another thing for herself. Because she doesn't have a chiyuv of mahadra. But she can light the Neri Shubesa. And that's the simple shot of the Gemara. Isha vadai madlaka. But the question we raised yesterday is, what if it's a single woman, she doesn't have any family, anything, would the Torah's Chaim say, therefore she doesn't have to light at all? No, she has a chiyuv, but she doesn't have an extra chiyuv once this Neri Shabbos was taken care of. Unless you want to push me to say that he means that they have no chiyuv at all. They're just chiyuv is that they did light for someone else. If you want to, Is there something that's compelling? Or?
Well, that's the Sefer
on the first
line. He's quoting Sefer.
What Sefer? Where?
On the first line of the
Machtes Hashetel. Hevi lama ein madlikim hanoshim. So he says because. So that's what Rabbi Moshe Shapiro was pointing out. Lama ein madlikim to be a mahadrin near l'cholecha v'echad. Okay, let me show you now Gemara and Megillah. On page 3. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Noshim Chayovas b'mikra Megillah sh'af hein hoyu ba'oso hanes. So let's look in the Tosis. Af hein hoyu ba'oso hanes. Perish Rashbam. Af hein hoyu ba'oso hanes. He says an unbelievable thing. What does afhein hayu ba'oso hanes simply mean? They were what? They were also. So that's like a secondary lashon. They also. So the Rashbam says, no. Look what the Rashbam says. Says the Rashbam, she'ikar hanes al yadam. Afhein hayu ba'oso hanes means that the ikar, they weren't just participants or beneficiaries of the Neis Chanukah Purim, they were the main players. Like Esther, Aliyah Esther, Purim Aliyah Esther, Chanukah the Yehudis, Pesach Shem Skutz, Tzadkarius, she was also Hador the Golem. Right? So Rashbam says, Afhein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes means not what it sounds to me. It means that they were the prime movers and shakers in Chanukah and in Purim. So Tosfos says, "Akasha, Tosfos Loshon Afhein Mashma Shein Tefelus." But Af is not Mashma that way. Af means even that you're a secondary Af. So that's how he learns. Other pshat is that the afhein means they were also part of the danger of the time. So we have two pshat of what afhein hayu ba'oso hanes means. It's afhein hayu ba'oso hanes. Meanwhile, mean they were the Iker, or it means that they were also, they were tougher. So two opinions here. So if you look in the Sefer Ola Shmuel, he thinks that these are two opinions in Tosis are going to be the key of explaining the whole sugya. So let's take a look in the Sefer Ola Shmuel. Page 16. Pashkosov with the arrow is on the right. Pashkosov room malosel the noshim einim b'chlau mahadrin. So, whereas the person writing the letter to the Ola Shmuel assumed women are not part of the mahadrin. Yofek kivik. He says he's right. V'chein nirim mishas. The kama hashter damrin hadlaga usemetzet v'gichay shalosom kum. Isha v'adam madlika. I'm not sure that's chayavos. So, mashma directly in yishim hidlika avor b'nei bayis yotzim techavos. I'm not sure that madlika is afla atzma. Deos b'nei mahadr. Right, that's the same idea that the Torah's chayim, like Moshe Shapiro pointed out. A woman can light, but only for someone else. I'm not sure that madlika is afla atzma deos b'nei mahadr. And she doesn't have to light for herself, the Mahadrin. So he says it clearly, that it's only going on the Mahadrin. But if there would be no issue of Mahadrin and she would have an issue that no one's lying for her, and it's Neri Shubesu, then she would have to lie. So what does it mean? It's a place where the husband did light. Of a lobe madlech is the yosmin of Mahadrin. Chayin nirin mea mechavik ha shahir is molosso. So he says, but the question is, why is a woman inferior? If you assume there's a din of Mahadrin that everyone lights, so why? There was one to say that the Shoyal, all the Shmuel says that there's Neri Shubesu, so that means the husband lights for everybody, but it doesn't have to be the husband. Anyone who's a Bar Chiyuva is also. But Lagabi Mahadrin, maybe she was, there was never, the Der, the Chalech of Echad is not going to win. But the question is, why not? She's mechuyev in mitzar adin. So if she's mechuyev in mitzar adin, why isn't she included in ner lecholecha de'echad? But a cotton is not chayiv mitzar adin, but yet he's in the mahadrin. Right? You have to light for him. So it's interesting. A woman is chayim mitzar adin, she's not in Mahadra. A cotton is not chayim mitzar adin, but he's in Mahadra. It's ipchem estabel.
Masham tshuva comes to direct each ishto yotzim in erechad. But lo yoiv taima. Agon ba el yorabba says yoiv taima in the ishto kugufo. Zetam must be grachal in the suos.
Ishto kugufo.
Velo pnuyos. Velo marhoel. Suzaidim and Mahadra Shulapnuyas, Udoch, also, it seems when a Harakim Lomar the Marshal, Omar Shuban Levish, Afhain, are you both on ace? Lomar Shahid Phalos gave the Bazet Ladas Atisis, because of Nashamach Phalos.
So he wants to say like this, that the Shita that holds that women are not part of Mahadrin. That's the day in Tosis that they're tefelos. Afhein ayu bosoneis. Not that they're the ikir, the second day in Tosis. I mean, not the Rashba, that they're tofel.
Upali gal harashba. She wrote so long. Afhein ayu bosoneis. And then anoshim nasas haneis. Al zepliya Tosis. They came. Hey ikir. Perish afhein ayu bosoneis. Shagamalim things like Zeus Yvonim, Chim Papurim. At the Tzar, I can't eat time, Lama Bimatsu Megillah Chayovas, Loma Ner Chanukah. In other words, near the end of Pesach, I'm Mitzvah Yachilu, Megillah Shmir, Tzvi Chumachol Matzah, Nishbo, Mechumachol Mashayike, Ner Chanukah, Daf HaRoeh, the Lihad Lokah, Mevarach,
You see, by Ner Chanukah, you could split up the mitzvah. The two parts. There's the lighting and the seeing of the candles. So then you could say, women are tofel, she only gets one part. But by other mitzvahs, like matzah, dalakosis, there's no two parts. You either in it,
we're not in it. Next paragraph. Om them.
So then he wants to say that why are women not Tfeil, why are women tfeilus? They don't have their own chiyuv, because we said yesterday that the gzeira on the men was ashkichim torasecha, they should learn, but the women were, was the gzeira that they had to be nivol to the general, to the tafsa. So Mimela, and Mimela, when it comes to Gil Arayas, so according to the Shita, that it's only on the man, Yarag Velo Yavor, but not Teyarag Velo Savor, because the woman is always passive in Gil Arayas. So Mimela, so if the woman is passive in Gil Arayas, so then she doesn't have to give up her life. So then her danger was much less. So Mimela, she didn't have a full chiyuv. So Mimela, she has enough of a chiyuv to light the Ikar Menorah for, even for the whole family. But once the Ikar Menorah is lit, she doesn't have a chiyuv to be Mahadron L'Ner L'Chol Echad Echad, because Af Hein Hayumo Sohanes means they were secondary. Why are they secondary? Because men, they have to give up their lives for Hanukkah. Like Rav Kutner's first siman with the shoelaces, you know, to wear Jewish shoelaces, they make you wear goyish shoelaces. Hashas Hashma, Afilu Akas of the Masadi, Yarag Val Yavon. But a woman, the gayer of the woman was Tiboel, and Tiboel is no Yarag Val Yavon for the woman because she's passive. About Anoshim, Hayupturus, the Karka Olam, that's called Karka Olam, the passive. Who can perform Parakam and Exumas, page 17, the Pope Lizard's Lord of Shari. Shim Hochi, the Pesach, Anoshim, Anoshim Shavas, Benes. See, Pesach was equal, Kaines Purim. Evaldes Kanakal Oya Shavas name. Because the jeopardy of Purim, everyone was going to get killed. So their life was at stake just as much as everyone else's life. When they went out to Mitzrayim, they came out just like everyone else came out. But for Hanukkah, if you're saying the Gzeirah was, for the men it was Shmad, and for the woman it was that they'd have to cohabit with the prince or whatever, with the general. And that thing, that violation, they don't have to give their lives for, because it's Shev Al Tasa. So Bamela, that's why they're Tfelis. So Tfelis means that they don't have a Chiev, their own Chiev to light. If there's no Ner Yishubeso there, then they could be the one lighting for Ner Yishubeso. They could represent the family. But once the family is represented, and now there's this individual Kiev, she's not part. So Mela, now you understand why women don't light. Because the Kiev of lighting would have been Midin what? Kiev of lighting would have been Midin Mahadrin, and they don't have a Kiev Mahadrin because they were tougher. But what about the Rambam? The Rambam writes Beferish. The Rambam writes Beferish that women, you light them. And that means that either they light themselves or they're part of Mahadran. So why, according to Rambam, they're part of Mahadran, and according to Minig, they're not. So look what he writes. Okay, around page 17, Rambam, Perdal Megillah, doesn't Mahadran, Mahadran, Mitzvah, Ligin, there's to be the answer, right? The name of the Echad Echad. According to the Rambam, Noshim is part of Mahadran. So what's the chat? The issue with the Rambam, most of you, we should have sat on the phone. The Sheet is Rambam, sir, home first month. So he wants to say the Rambam Sheet is that Noshim Chayovus Menei Chanukah Afei Yidu Hanes means they were the Iker. The Rambam Shita is they were the Iker, like the first opinion. The Yehudises and the Esthers, they were the top. So therefore, they're part of Mahajan. Shafi calls for a bit of the Hamid Mahan, Rodigan El Kalah, Wasif Holkim, but come welcome, hey, you should be a swar, Madlik and there you should be so, Wasif Holkim. She Madlik and El Kalah, Meta, after she is a Rambam, the Mahajan, Madlik and El Kalah, Wasif Holkim. Come welcome, you know, a little bit hug him, for how he can be alive, Hadley, before Isha Lalisha. Is that an assumption of the red toast? Minak Svar, hey. So what is he saying? What is he saying? So they have a full chiyuv, according to the Rambam. So well, according to the Rambam, they have a full chiyuv because afhein hayubo so days, according to the Rambam, means they were the ikar of the miracle. So if they were the ikar of the miracle, so then of course they're part of a hadrut because they're the most important part of Hanukkah. According to the other daya, that the tfelos. So he wants to say, so the Rambam paskin that they're the ikur. So if Rambam paskin the ikur, so then Mahadrin is even for women. But according to the other sheet, that they're tfelos, that Mahadrin is only for the men, not for the women. And Isha Vadlai Madlika, because she's enough of Kiev, and she can Madlika on behalf of her husband. So that's what he said. What do you think? So the Rambam is Lashitasa, because the Rambam holds that they're the Iker of the women, so therefore the Rambam includes women in the Mahajan. Whereas the others disagree and say that, no, the other, like the other day, Afhein, they're Tfelos. So if they're Tfelos, they have enough of a Chiev that they can be both see the men. They can light on behalf of the men, but they don't have much of a chiyuv that once the man lit for the house, that they have to light now also, because that fails. So wait a second, so how do we... So that's why the Rambam says... So then he says... So he says that the Iker Halacha Iker Halacha is like Tosfos, he wants to say, that it's one menorah. So we're machmir like the Rambam. We're machmir like the Rambam. And that's only also minhag. So the minhag was never on the whip. But the Iker Halach is really like Tosfos. So there's one menorah. So Rela, if you want to say that the two opinions, whether women lie or not, are totally on the 2 days of Tosis, whether Noshimach or Afheinu Yubos Hanes means they were the most important, or they were the schleppers. They were the secondary importance. And Mela, the Rambam held they were the Iker. So Mela, there's a Chiyah Mahadron on the women. Tosis held they're not the Iker, so there's no Chiyah Mahadron on the women. They only had the Chiyah of their Isha Beis, which is, they could yotze their husband, or they can light themselves if the husband's not light.
And how is the Rambam?
According to the Rambam?
Yes.
According to the Rambam, Isha Vaday Madika means that she could light for the household, because Noshim Chayavos, and she's a full member, and Mamela, she's gonna therefore have also did a Mahadrin. Whereas Tosis learns Vade Madik only to be motzi the men, only to motzi then the whole household, but there's no chi of her heart to light as Mahadrin once it's lit for the whole household. The din of Ner L'chol Echa doesn't apply. Because the Rambam holds it does apply, because the Rambam holds she's the Iker Chiyav. So of course it's going to apply. According to Tosis, she's not the Iker Chiyav. There's enough of a Chiyav that she's not considered Chereshot of Kot. Now, why is she inferior? So, the Sefer that we saw yesterday, it's called the Chaim, Torah Chaim, says because she's not part of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. And according to the Ol Shmuel, it's because her the gzeir in her was tibor lehigmat tchila, that she should be violated. So then that, but her chiyuv of yared val yaver doesn't exist, because it's only on the man. Because she woman's karkaolo, she doesn't have to give up her life. So if she doesn't have to give up her life, so then her jeopardy was much less. So therefore, her chiyuv is less.
According to Tosis, she's a single woman.
According to Tosis, if she's a single woman, she has to lie.
But I saw yesterday, she doesn't.
That's what we were mefalpo. I was discussing with Rav Moshe Shapir in the library about if he wasn't 100% convinced. Okay, maybe he means that, but it's hard. But certainly, the question is, so then you don't have to say it's Ishko Kikufo, you don't have to say any of these things. But they were never Niflal in the original Chiv of Mahadrin, because their Chiv was a low Chiv, even because they're not part of the Nase of the menorah, or because their jeopardy was less, but they never had to give their lives. Take a look at the Maram Shik has a son-in-law, the Shelus Yaakov. Shelus Yaakov. On page, here's another explanation. On page 20. Shar Fryman asks, "Vixulama ain noshim madlikas near Chanukah in Baal Im of Avay." So the Mahadran madlikas kolechad, v'lama tebechlam Mahadran. You got it? You with me? On page 20, on the second arrow on the left side, you with me? He's the same kasha we're talking about. So one teretz we have is the sumat that because they're not part of the nase of the menorah, or because they don't have the, it's only yared val yaver for the man, but not for the woman. You see, Avram, page 20. Look at the second arrow on the left side. He says, "B'shem Sharafrayim Hiksha Lama Ein Noshim Adlikus Ner Chanuka Im Ba'il Im Avayis Halom Mahadrin Ma'adlikin Kolecha V'Lama Lo Tiyeh B'Chalal Mahadrin." So Teresa Eler Rabba, there the Rabba answers, "Because he's still Kitufo." You know, near Stadia Pianel came in the Chayim Srach Mitam Avhein.
also nays in the svara doraisa umnatori svara mitzvah such as mangrab nashim turos asuk sas hechel svara hatori.
Whereas women, really, women should be potter because the mitzvah such as mangrab they were mechayev because afeinu yubayum also nays, but they didn't give her. And that's only really a did the rabbanon afeinu yubayum also nays. So therefore, we didn't want to totally do away with the daraisa of mitzvah seseh shazman grama k'turim. So we said, we made a compromise that she'll be chayiv only in the ikar mitzvah, but not on mahadrin. So this way, it's a mitzvah seseh shazman grama. So she's not going to have the a full chayiv like anyone else, which... So she'll have a part of chiv, but this is really she should be part of the government. This is so she has a part chiv within the afein hayubos anes. So. So he says, "Afeinu yubayum sodeis doesn't totally counter." Mitzvah seseh amaros that Usman Gomer Pturis is nidaraisa. Afeinu yubayum sodeis is only a drabana. So we're going to only. So it's not going to trump the daraisa fully. So therefore, we're going to give her a partial chiv. But then he wants to say, "Yesh umlam lavol yesh lom kol mashakotzi yishukana baila ke mahidur huva imtikach malos baila hadibo halo baila kvar hotzi hotzos lahidur mazim fneyasmo whatever fneyasmo." So he says what that. Women don't have their own money. But she can't say she can't buy it. So but she can't say she can't buy it. So maybe she doesn't have her own oil. So if she doesn't have her own oil. So she's not going to be mechayiva. So they only mechayiva a little bit. Because she doesn't. So what are we going to mechayiva? Can't she use a kind of bialo? Okay, my hider hula. It's got most bialo handibo. But bialo. Where hutsi hutsos a hider. Finally, if they answer. So really it's a part chiv because of afeinu yubayum sodeis. Or because mashakotzi yishakan baila. If came mahidur hu v'im tikach mos baila v'hadibo v'lo baila kvar hotzi hotzos. She doesn't own anything. Everything is the husband. So the husband already used the money. So we're going to be mechayiv another time. So that's what he wants to say. He says, "What about the sons?" Why not? If they ask, "Mishlam vana v'api rov yeshlam most hatsim," he says, "The sons usually have money. They shovel slow. They I have to give that example. So they have money. Few you shall av nichav av hargil bana v'hadir b'mitzus. Hashem ki nishto olayim b'chazeh
Israeli Rabba, Rabbi, etc.
So he says that the women don't have their own money.
So they're part of the general here,
even from the general bank account of the whole family. But she doesn't have a separate bank account, she's part of him. So the whole mitzvah is the life of your shep, your shep, it should be Hula. She doesn't have our shep. She's under his umbrella. So he likes, and the kids usually have their own money. But the young kids, they earn money. But the woman, even she earns it, goes to and she doesn't have anything. So that's how it became the minute for the women not to lie. Because they don't have their own money. They're all subordinate to the husband. That is the Shilas Yaakov. Was the son-in-law of the Baram Shik. What do you think of him?
Someone can give the money al manatcha ein labal reshu.
Yeah, so you could do that for Ferrari, but you know it's a little sleazy. You know how many people are going to do that? Give the woman money al manatcha ein labal reshu. You know, it's like a little bit,
awkward.
Yeah, it's a little bit awkward. But to give a kid, that's not so awkward, right? People give kids, for you, as your birthday. So, Mavela, that's why there's no. When she's single, she's all the money's hers. And when she's married, so she's. Her husband's going to pay for her. But to have a separate chiyuv for the woman doesn't make sense because she doesn't have her. So the mela, that's one of the mehalkim, like Rabbi Reichman speaking about it, Masai Shabbos, that's from Moshe Eshed, that. So the mela, that's the minute became that single women light, but married women don't light. Because Moshe comes to Yisra Kana Baila. So when are you going to be mechayiv for her? It's something that she's under her husband's umbrella. You should go to the Bible. Okay. Whew. All right. Okay, so I think we did the Shilas Yaakov, and we did the Ola Shmuel. We did the Taras Chaim. So what do we have to do? We have to do some tshuva, some Hesoros tshuva. Okay, so we'll see. We have a couple of tshuvas of Hesoros tshuva. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue Be'ez Hashem to see after the Shmai. Okay, so that's the Shmai. Yeah. Okay, Rabozai, so will the police, we're going to dive mincha now. And
it was very.
What'd you say?
It was a very nice scarf for Rav Ashen. Very nice.
Yeah.
I listened to it on the recording.
Yeah,
I listened to the recording. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Pashtushe Demoshe.
Yeah.
Pashtushe Demoshe.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you. Shkoyev. Okay. Koltov. Dr. Presby, Koltov. Jason Finkelstein of Katan. Okay.